Welcome back. I'm so excited for my next guest, and I hope you'll stick and stay with us. Of course, Center Stage is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and I really hope that you'll get a chance to see who is doing what when it comes to the arts and entertainment industry. Well, my next guest is David Brown, environmental research scientist, meteorologist with the Minnesota Pollution Control. And it's really quite amazing that summer is the time of the year that a lot of people look forward to. I know I do. So they can get outside and enjoy all the Minnesota has to offer. But we've had a lot of rain as well. Now, this summer is a bit different. Poor air quality is a big deal across the state, and for large pockets of time have dominated the headlines for weeks. I don't know anyone that's not talking about that. If I'm on the phone with somebody, we've already talked about it. So what's causing all of this bad air to stick around? Well, we're going to find out from David Brown. Again, he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You are an environmental research scientist and meteorologist as well with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Tell us what that job really means to you, and what does it do for us?
My job at the MPCA is to work with a team of meteorologists to do daily air quality forecasts for both fine particles and ground level ozone. So we create these forecasts every day, trying to get an idea of the air quality a few days out so that people can plan their days accordingly. And then when we see air quality potentially exceeding the orange or unhealthy for sensitive fruits category, we will issue air quality alerts to get the word out for people to take the necessary precautions to protect their health.
I am grateful for that. I'm curious because we have family members that, you know, must be on oxygen and that sort of thing. And people think, oh, I'll just take my oxygen outside, even though the air quality is bad. But I wonder if that is true. Shouldn't they stay inside when we get those alerts?
The best thing that people can do, especially those that are particularly sensitive to air pollution, is to stay indoors and to limit their physical exertion, limit their exercise and the amount of time that their heart rate and breathing gets up.
So how is it that this air, this terrible air, is allowed to sit and stay where it is? It just kind of falls on us, but is there anything we can do about it?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the weather can bring down the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Typically, the smoke will arrive behind cold fronts where the winds are from the north, bringing that down from Canada. And then that smoke can stick around a while. It can also make it pretty far south into the U.S. And so that once the winds do change, it takes a little bit of time for that smoky air to leave the area, too. And that's kind of why it lingers for so long.
That is so dangerous, correct? It's very dangerous.
Yeah, we've seen smoke levels this summer that have reached the red AQI level, which is considered unhealthy for everyone. And that means that everyone, even healthy individuals, can experience some symptoms. And then those that are particularly sensitive to air pollution, like people with pre-existing respiratory and heart conditions, as well as children and the elderly, can experience some more significant symptoms.
Yeah, and those symptoms, we've talked about that here on WCCO Radio recently, because we know that there are so many that are elderly and have a real problem with this, yet it is consistently happening. The air is not clean. The smoke just kind of falls down as things get hazy, and they get worried. Some people won't even go outside when it's okay to go outside because they're worried that all the bad air is not the smoke is not gone. Some of it is lasting so much longer than I remember. When I lived in Los Angeles, there were fires all the time. And now you don't hear about as much of that or how bad it is for people sitting outside. But, boy, the information has grown, and we are getting the information we need, but are we listening? And if we don't listen, what happens?
Sure, yeah. The people most at risk are those that have existing respiratory and heart conditions. And so when the smoke gets really heavy, particularly when it gets in the red or even purple AQI category, you know, those with asthma or heart conditions can suffer some pretty significant health impacts. And we're talking about things like asthma for those, or, you know, increased asthma attacks for those with asthma, increased risk for things like stroke or heart attack for people with heart conditions.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm one of them, and I'm very concerned about it. I'm concerned about family members. And it's not just the adults. Is it also affecting children, small children, playing outside?
Children are particularly at risk just because children breathe more air in per pound of body weight. So they're taking in more of the air when they breathe, and so they can be particularly impacted.
And how would we know that they've been impacted? Do you know that?
Typically, with children and with anyone experiencing symptoms, it's usually like shortness of breath, increased respiratory symptoms like increased asthma, signs of asthma, things like that.
There are so many in the community that I'm living in, and I'm just wondering, what can I do to help? What can others in the neighborhood do to help those that are suffering with this air quality? Some of them, it comes through different ways. Like if you have a window air conditioner, right, would the bad air be able to get through that and come into the house?
Yeah, unfortunately, indoor air quality can suffer at the same time as outdoor air quality, especially in wildfire smoke events. It really takes a really good, high-quality air filter in an air conditioning system to filter some of that out. Things like HEPA filters and high-rated furnace filters are really what's needed. So a lot of the times, you know, the typical house isn't really well protected. I think the best thing that people can do is to try and do a little bit of research and find places that offer what are called clean spaces. And so could be businesses or public facilities like libraries. Some of those provide, a more clean space for people to get respite from the smoke.
Right. And that's a blessing. That is truly a great thing to hear. My final question is, when can we expect, especially when it comes to the smoke, it's almost like you can see it coming at times, depending on what our air is. It feels like I can see this ugly, cloud coming towards the cities when I'm on the highway. And I wonder, is that possible for me to actually know what I'm looking at with that? Because it looks like smoke. Does that ever happen? Am I wrong?
Well, the visibility or, you know, how far you can see off in the distance is pretty well related to how high the fine particle levels are, especially when the levels are really bad and the visibility is really low. But there are times when the skies can be generally just a little bit hazy, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the fine particle levels are unhealthy. So, like this weekend, for instance, there's, you know, across the Twin Cities, it's been a little bit of haziness still lingering, but the air quality in the Twin Cities, at least this weekend, was in the moderate category. So generally in the summertime, you know, the air can always look a little bit hazy. When it starts to get really, really thick, that's definitely a good sign that there's some wildfire smoke. And when wildfire smoke levels get high, it's also possible to smell the smoke as well. Wildfire smoke smells a little bit different than a campfire because there are a lot of compounds in the smoke that go through chemical changes as the smoke plume travels into the U.S. And it can give the smoke kind of a rubber or kind of burnt plastic smell. It's not very pleasant at all. So that's another indicator that there's, you know, wildfire smoke in the air.
So you know how this works. You've seen it. You know what is coming. I'm just curious to know if there are enough people around the country that can get the word out. I'm sure that you have the technology to do it, but getting the word out is ever changing. We keep hearing about our weather, about the smoke in these different places like L.A. and other places. We hear about it. We even see it on television, but we don't know when it will end. Do you ever know when it will end?
I mean, it's hard to say in the short term when the Canadian wildfires are going to die down. It looks to be something that could continue well through the summer and into the fall. And it's kind of obvious to say, well, the fires will probably die down once fall arrives and temperatures start cooling down, but that's probably most likely when we'll finally get some relief. There's nothing that suggests that these fires are gonna end anytime before, you know, the changing of the seasons.
And my last question is the animals. You know, we have pets and people that really love their pets. They are out walking every day, and we can see the haze. Is that something to be concerned about if you're walking a dog without a mask on, or is that healthy?
Yeah, air pollution can affect pets as well, and we would kind of recommend the same things that we'd recommend for people if we're recommending that people stay indoors during an air pollution episode, then that's probably the best to keep pets indoors as well, as much as possible.
Incredible. We've seen a lot when it comes to the weather this year, but this, that we keep seeing daily, getting these alerts, wow, I'm learning so much. So thank you so much, David Brown, for joining us tonight. And I hope to have you back because there are other questions that so many of our listeners may want to ask. And so I'll collect those just in case you and I get a chance to talk again. I thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
All right.
Thank you for having
me. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.